December 1st. Members of the board are present. Media has been notified. Please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
Yeah, please be cool.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we go on to approval of the agenda, Supervisor Cobb had recommended that maybe we have a moment of silence. We lost a few community members this week. Young and older, which was a rough week, so I would ask for that at this time. Okay, moving on. We need, item number five, we need a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll motion.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of vouchers in the general fund of 53660 to 53691, and in the ambulance fund of 1873 to 1875.
I've had an opportunity to review those vouchers, and I would move for their approval.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the vouchers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
I'll abstain. Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the November 17th, 2021 regular town board meeting.
I'll move to approve.
And I will second. Looks like something we probably did.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the minutes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Treasurer's report.
Okay, we had one expenditure this week, this month. We transferred $33,915 from the reserve fund into the general. That's to pay for the paving of, what the heck is her name?
Thunderbird.
Thunderbird, yeah, paving of Thunderbird. So that has been transferred. So then after that, we have in the town accounts $1,275,448.67, and in the ambulance account, $479,989.31. And for K's benefit, the interest in the reserve was $9.18. And the deposit and the balance that's there now after the 33 withdrawal is $153,398.39.
I would move for approval of the treasurer's report.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Public comment on agenda items? Seeing none. Discussion, possible action, audit proposal 2021 from Kember Rose, which used to be Whipley. Nancy had gotten a proposal from them to conduct the audit. And on the second to last page, which is what everybody's always interested in, the cost is, accept and agree to gross, our gross fee, including expenses, will not exceed $8,500. Audit similar as to what they did last time.
And then the filing fee. Did you mention the filing fee of $1,250?
Oh, that's
for the CT.
Yeah, that's separate.
Right.
Yeah, for the form CT, the fee they anticipate to be $1,250. So total comes to $9,750, but the actual audit amount then is $8,500, not to exceed.
Did we have any other bids on this?
No, she didn't get any other proposals. They had done it already. They're the ones that are going to be helping her with setting up the new system. And being the amount that it is, we don't have to bid it. We will put a notice in the paper of, you know, letting a contract that doesn't exceed $25,000, so.
Is there any indication that it's going to take less time this time around?
I don't know. Nancy, you've talked to him. I really haven't. Did they give any thought of timeframe?
No, they didn't.
We can try to find out for you and let you know. I would hope that it's quicker and that they've already been through everything. They know the system. They know our, you know, what we have. So it's not like digging back and learning.
I'm willing to vote to approve this, but I'm going to be watching them because I don't want to see them making a habit of dragging these things out.
Yep.
I'll second.
Was that in the form of a motion?
That was a motion. It was kind of long and dry.
Motion been made and seconded to accept the proposal for the audit from Kemper Rose. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Discussion, possible action, approval of the FBO contract for the airport. You have in front of you a long contract. And I think I had put it in your mailboxes here last week when we received it. Not a whole lot of changes from the original FBO contract. Couple of minor ones. One had to do with the tie-down fees on the ramp, which we're not going to get. That will be part of the FBO's operation, I guess. And when they did this, the hopes were that without that, people would be buying fuel, which then we gain revenue from the fuel flow. And there's also a minimum and a maximum on the fuel flow that's been set. And I believe this is actually a pretty good contract for us. If you guys had a chance to look it over, I know a lot of hours were put into it. The contract itself was, I think, basically written and put together by Greg Harold and by, for the towns, and by John Houlihan for the FBO.
My read of it indicated that there isn't really a whole lot in the way of numbers that we can look at here.
No, it's all based on the operation.
Yeah.
You know, and I do have to say our fuel flow right now, the last commission meeting that I was at, is way up this year in comparison to last year's. So far this year, we've already sold more Jet A fuel this year than we did in all of last year. A lot of it is due to, there's a new service flying out of there for organ transplants. And that jet is going constantly. It goes 3, 4, 5 times a week. It stays based at Lakeland and it fuels at Lakeland. And it flies all over the country. It goes to pick up the organ, delivers it, comes back. So that's one of the reasons for our fuel flow being so high, and our income then goes up with that. They are in the process of looking at placement of some new hangars. We have no more hangar space. Everything that we had has been spoken for or going to be built on. They're looking at putting in, is it 7?
Mm-hmm.
7 new hangars. Which
to start with.
To start with, which will be snapped up right away. There's talk yet of somebody wanting to put up a large enough hangar to keep their jet in and heat it so that they can use that airport year round.
It's loose.
So.
The U lines.
Yeah. It's been actually very busy.
Your regular avgas is up too overall.
Yeah, the regular avgas sales are up too in comparison to the last few years. Last year, you really couldn't count much. It was an oddball or 2020 yet last year, but our fuel sales are just, they're going through the roof this year.
Are there any concerns with this?
Not really.
I didn't come up with anything, really.
No. No, everything was pretty much agreed upon by the FBO and the representatives of the committee of the four towns, and then the airport commission reviewed it at their last meeting last month, and they approved it, but it has to go to the owners for final approval.
Okay, so are we looking to approve our end of it?
Yes, we'd just be looking for a motion to approve the FBO contract, and then we would forward that on to the commission.
I will move to approve that contract.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the FBO contract with, Lakeland Aviation of Minocqua. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Item number 12, discussion possible action, appointment of election board 2022 to 2023 term. You have a list in front of you. These are supplied by the Republican and Democrat parties?
Correct.
For the poll workers. I shouldn't say by just the Democratic and Republican parties, there's other also on here unaffiliated. Along with their pay rates, and the town provides lunch. Got to feed them.
That's right.
Well, I don't have any cause for concern about any of these.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone have any comment on it?
I don't.
Okay.
Well, we'd be looking for a motion to approve, appoint the election board team term.
Okay.
I can read.
Well, I will move to approve.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to appoint, for the appointment of the election board for the 2022 to 2023 term. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Quick question.
Go ahead.
Phone number is accurate, because there might be an error on one of them.
Okay. Sorry if they know, but.
Okay. Because I heard. I'll get with you after the meeting tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just let her know if you know of a change there. Item number 13, discussion possible action approval of bartender's license applications for Derek Deucer. Looks like he's working at the grocery store. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
No concerns, Nancy?
Nope.
I don't have a motion.
Is there a second?
I will second. I don't know anything about this individual. I would assume he's been going through the regular CCAP check and all that.
Yeah, they have to do the background on them.
Yeah.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the bartender's license application for Derek Deucer. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Item number 14, letter from the DNR regarding approval of the Amber Creek and Amber Lake name change. We got a letter from the DNR.
Yep.
It has been final.
Mm-hmm.
So So it's finalized through the, state, the federal, everybody, that now the names are officially Amber Lake and Amber Creek. And we have changed the road names to reflect the Amber name.
The signs?
The signs, are all changed. So that was just an update on that one. So with that, I guess I'm looking for a motion to adjourn at 5:15.
Motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to adjourn at 5:15. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Can I get a copy?